The news on Radio 1, I'm Josephine Njagano. The First Lady, also Minister of Education and Sports, Janet Kataha Museveni, has urged schools to create room for psychosocial support to learners while in school to curb the increasing cases of mental disorders resulting into children's death. Remarks were made at Seta College School in Nakisunga sub-county Mukono district during the fundraising event for the state-of-the-art laboratory intended to increase learners' competitiveness into science subjects while contributing 100 billion shillings towards the cause. Kataha highlighted the growing concern of learners battling mental health-related illnesses, thus calling upon schools to adjust their calendars and create avenue for early detection through engaging parents and students.
In their children's academic and psychosocial life. Please be mindful of our learners' need for psychosocial support as they progress through their education pathway. Prioritize guidance and counseling for all learners, as well as learner participation in co-curricular and project work activities to mitigate issues of psychosocial nature. Be proactive. Do not wait for learners to show signs of mental distress, which is happening in our country presently. Guidance and regular counseling are far more effective than intervening once the issue is escalated and then it is too late. To our learners, I appeal to you to work hard and to focus on your studies. You are growing up in a generation faced with various distractions.
She, however, emphasized the need for the country to embrace science subjects and competence-based curriculum as a tool towards problem-solving through innovations.
I'm particularly pleased to preside over this fundraising effort for a brand new science block in the laboratory. Since this project is in line with government's efforts to promote and advance the teaching of STEM in schools, I am pleased to learn that this institution adopted the lower secondary competence-based curriculum very early. These are some of the benefits of this curriculum, which emphasizes hands-on skills, innovation and acquisition and creativity, while producing learners who apply their knowledge to solve real world challenges and their community challenges. Government made this shift in the education system to allow our learners to engage in research projects, best practical skills learning while enhancing digital literacy and technological adaptability. This approach